I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody, it's Andy. It is Beverly Hills Housewives premiere night. There is a drunk guy who is gotten away from the rest of the audience and has found my dressing room. What is going on with that guy, Chelsea? Okay. And they have sent him away. He's very excited. But he's very drunk, and apparently he's from St. Louis, my hometown, which makes it okay. I don't know. That being said, sometimes St. Louis audiences are very kind of quiet and respectful, and so it's kind of fun to see someone who's completely off of his face. We're going to celebrate the beginning of the new season of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with Erica Jane, Erica Girardi, and Christian Siriano. I first met Christian Siriano when he came in for Project Runway, and we cast him on the show. I was an EP at the show. It was season 4, I believe, of Project Runway, and he's certainly the most successful person, I think, to ever graduate from the show, which was on Bravo for 5 years, and has been on Lifetime ever since. I haven't seen a frame of it since it's been on Lifetime. Anyway, boy, I'm extra shady tonight. It's a perfect night. We started the year in our brand new clubhouse with Erica Jane and Kenya Moore. We're ending it with Erica Jane and Christian Siriano. Enjoy the show. She's a pretty mess, and he can make you a pretty dress. It's Watch What Happens Live with Erica Jane and Christian Siriano now. I'm Andy Cohen here for our last show of the year, and we are closing it out with a banger. She says some people might call her cold, but that's not ice. It's diamonds. Here to break down tonight's Real Housewives Beverly Hills season premiere, it's Erica Jane. I love your tagline, I have to say. And you stressed everyone from Michelle Obama to... Actually, who else do you even need to know? Exactly. He's dressed everyone who's anyone, and you can see how he does it in this gorgeous book. This is really great, and it's perfect for Christmas. It's called Dresses to Dream About. It's available now. It is our friend and Bravo offspring, Christian Siriano. Hey, Christian. I love this. It's like the two of you coordinated your looks.
Well, you know,
we got dressed together.
Yeah, I love it. It's perfect. Over at the bar, it's the man Christian once had his designs on, his husband, Brad Walsh. Hey, Brad Walsh. Great to see you. Always great to see you. The two of you have been married for how long now?
We've only been married for about 2 years, but we've been together for 10 years.
I love it. And in gay years, Erica, how many gay years is that?
100,000. A million.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The two of you actually kind of met each other when you hosted this Halloween event that you performed
at. That I performed at. Yeah, we were just talking about it.
Crazy. I mean, lots of gays and sequins and
fabulous.
Yeah,
I had a good time.
That's unbelievable.
That's a Tuesday in her life.
And a Wednesday in yours.
Christian, I want to know what you think of Erica's new high pigtails confessional look right here.
Oh, Lord. It's great. Is that your hair?
No, not all of it.
But it's great. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm into the tiger blazer. I think it's quite chic. Listen, I always love a high pony. Always have.
Yes. Me too, actually.
Yeah, we were giving you anime / you know.
Very Stefani, 90s.
Yeah. By the way, I love your boots.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks.
Who makes those?
I have no idea, but they're great.
Okay.
tonight,
tonight, an atrocity happened on the ladies' flight to Las Vegas.
This
Take
was...
a look.
Lisa,
it's all right.
Bitch, that's my bag. Are you kidding me?
What are you doing?
You just dumped in all of my new Birkin.
This bag only costs about $14,000.
I have a whole glass in here.
I think she should buy you a new one.
It's the new Vanderpump Chardonnay.
I mean, that was...
Listen, when it happened, I was like...
I thought that Kyle handled it pretty well,
She was really controlled.
Right.
Because I would have melted down on her ass.
Right. I know you have got a pretty mess of questions for Erica Jayne and Christian Siriano, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, one of my favorite forms of fashion forwardness is the looks worn by Real Housewives in their confessional interviews. I want to find out if Christian agrees. Here's what, Christian, I'm going to show you some Real Housewives. Tell me if their choices make you say yes or Sirian, no thanks. And Erica, you can jump in here too. Let's start with Lisa's puffy off-the-shoulder dress.
I love it, yes.
Yes? You're into it.
I'm into
okay.
it.
What about Teresa's sequin dress with shoulder pads?
I think a no.
Okay, you're not into it.
Yeah.
Nene's yellow off-the-shoulder dress and high side pony.
Listen, I love a ruffle dress, but, you know, maybe a little softer look on the hair.
Okay. What about Erica's Disney villain look?
Oh, I think this is amazing.
Okay, you're into that.
Disney villain. I love I'm a Disney
Who
villain.
Who designed that?
D-squared.
Okay. Margaret's pink dress, fur stole, and pigtails.
I love in the earring.
Okay, he likes the earrings. Okay, what about Sheree's maroon top and platinum hair?
I mean, we have so many looks.
She's giving me like atomic blonde wig.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not mad at it.
You're not mad at it. Okay. What about Kyle's yellow top choker and high pony?
I think actually she looks chic.
Okay, she looks chic, actually. What about Dolores' orange dress and layered chain necklaces? A lot of boob happening.
I think that's not the vibe for that day.
Okay, that's not the vibe for that day. Cynthia's plunging maroon halter and matching hair.
One or the other.
I think, great.
You know what I'm saying? One or the other.
Yeah, because the hair actually is quite beautiful. Maybe in a long, you know, high neck turtleneck or something.
But not with
the
that.
Boobs?
Yeah, I want some separation.
Okay. Cynthia.
But she's beautiful.
One of our consistently most beautiful housewives
she's
of all time.
Yes. She's stunning.
Melissa's pale pink dress with large keyhole.
I actually kind of like that. I think she looks natural and beautiful.
She's a cute girl.
Okay, what about Kenya's purple halter and teased curls? Now, you know I'm a man who loves Studio 54, so I'm living for the hair. How do you feel about this look?
Yeah, I actually like it. I'm into a, you know, Diana Ross moment. I like that vibe.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes. Have you ever worn Christian Siriano?
No, but
not yet.
But not yet.
Okay.
Almost. I'm working on it.
Okay. Second, after last season's Pantygate was closed, tonight Erica was willing to put those old differences behind her to roll the dice on a Vegas trip. But here's what, it seems like those panty-based problems are still chafing some people's asses. Take a look.
Oh my God. Let's address the elephant in the room.
I know.
What's going on?
How do you
Kyle's
feel about Erica now?
I don't really know.
Erica and I didn't leave off on the greatest foot, and she went after my husband.
She was never very warm to me.
You know, she's not that warm to me either.
Whenever I text her, there's never anything that comes back to me. I don't know.
Last time I saw Erica, she was really horrible to me.
Kyle thinks that we can all be together celebrating our birthdays.
I'm going to keep my opinions to myself.
Hey, cutie. How are you? Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Okay, deep breaths.
Okay, we'll see where this goes. Were you surprised when you saw the first episode to hear any of the other conversations when you heard LVP saying, I text her, I don't really get anything back?
No, or, I'm not surprised at all. I'm not. I just, you know.
Bothered by anything you saw?
No.
Unbothered?
I'm unbothered because I'm being authentic. I mean, that's how I really feel.
Okay. Yeah. This isn't ice. It's diamonds.
Yeah, it just kind of runs through the veins.
Right. I like Lisa Rinna's tagline. By the way, I like Lisa Rinna's tagline. I don't rent it. I own it. I love it. Finally, as someone who only wears foundation, bronzer, and a little bit of contour and highlighter, I don't know a lot about mouth makeup, so I was fascinated by the lesson in lipstick Erica gave us tonight.
Oh, yeah.
No polite lips.
No.
A polite lip is very basic and nothing that says, ooh, I want to kiss you or let me stick it in there.
Always DSL.
DSL is an overdrawn, overwet, dick-sucking lip. I always like my mouth to be overdrawn. DSLs. Who doesn't like a big mouth?
Okay, now, here's what, Erica, it is time for you to give me...
My mouth is watering.
It is.
I'm sorry.
It's time for you to give me lip. I'm going to throw out a situation a woman like you might find yourself in. You tell me which type of lip is appropriate, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what kind of lip, and Christian, you can jump into, what kind of lip is appropriate when attending a work event with Tom?
Oh, well, it depends on who's going to be there. If they're people I don't like, it's DSLs. If it's people I like, then I'll be polite.
Okay. What kind of lip is appropriate when confronting a friend who's been talking crap about you?
That's a DSL.
Okay. What kind of lip is appropriate when attending a family reunion?
I don't go to those, but DSLs.
Okay. What kind of lip is appropriate when going to the bank to ask for a loan?
Oh, the bigger the better.
Really?
Yeah, we gotta get the money.
Okay, what kind of lip is appropriate when volunteering at a retirement home?
Oh,
I mean, you might want to turn it on for the older gentleman.
There we go.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll pass. Politeness. I'll be polite at the home.
Thank you for giving me lip. I appreciate it. Christian, Kathleen H. said, I love that you dress women of all sizes. Why, in your opinion, don't more designers?
I know. I have no idea because they're dumb. My thing is that I've always, I think it's so weird that, women have a hard time finding something to wear. I think that's, silly. There's enough, craziness going on in our world that getting a dress should be easy.
Right.
That's always my thought. And it's interesting that being in fashion and being in a business where we're here to sell clothes, let's sell clothes.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Kelly from Michigan. Hey, Kelly, what's your question for Erica?
Hey, Andy, I was wondering, what did she think of the news that Harry Hamlin confronted Kyle when they bumped into each other hiking?
Oh, I knew that story.
You did?
Yes, I did. What do I think about it? I don't want to give it away because of the next episode, but you'll see. But I'm friends with everyone there, so I think it got handled perfectly.
You do?
Yes, I do.
On next week's The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Dorit asked new girl Teddy what it was like growing up with John Cougar Mellencamp as her dad, which leads to a very candid moment with Erica. Here's a sneak peek.
What was it like growing up with your dad?
Very laid back and chill. To me, the conversation would be the same as, how was it growing up with your dad?
I was 25 when I met my father.
How emotional was that?
It wasn't. It was like meeting a stranger. I missed out on having a dad. But at the same time, I don't feel like there's something missing in my life.
I think I would probably go into it with an expectation.
There wasn't like this long lost shit in the movies where you run toward each other. Oh my God, you know, dad, where have you been?
Right. All right.
I'm being an asshole.
Erica comes off to me like a cool girl. You know, like I'm too cool for anything.
That's not me. And I'm going to take a step back.
First impressions of Teddy.
You know, she's cool.
Christian, Jackie D from Maine said, how nerve-wracking was it dressing Michelle Obama for the DNC last year? I mean, that was her iconic when they go low, we go high speech,
it was,
right?
Yeah. It was. It was such a big moment, a big night, which is why the dress is quite simple. But I think, you know, because it spoke volumes, just that's what it was. But it was. It was scary. I didn't even know. My mom was like, she's wearing your dress. I'm like, I don't think so. And I'm like, also, how do you know? She's like, I know. So that was cute. So it was nice.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it was. That is. It was a great moment.
Erica, Hannah W., when is the last time you saw Yolanda? How's she doing?
I text Yolanda yesterday. Have not seen Yolanda. She's super busy and we're in and out of town, but I was texting with her yesterday.
Let's go to Pam from Pittsburgh. Hey, Pam, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Christian.
Okay.
Would you ever reconsider dressing or styling Melania Trump, or has that ship sailed?
I think my thing is that I try to like dress and work with women that I believe in and that I think are doing great things in the world. And I think right now, just where that is in our world right now, it wouldn't make the most sense. I want to like dress women that promote people who are gay and from all the different cultures. And that, I think, unfortunately, that's the camp that she's signed up to be a part of. But
let's go to Wendy from New Mexico. Well said. Hey, Wendy, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Erica.
Okay.
Erica, how excited were you to have an SNL character based off of you this season?
This could not be. I mean, is there any higher compliment?
No. No.
Like when we were texting,
amazing. Yes.
It's truly like it will go down in my life as like one of the high points.
It was Cecily Strong.
Yes.
And she was, it was a very funny sketch. Larry David brought her to a work event and she played like an Erica Jane
awesome.
Kind of person.
It was awesome.
And what was Tom's reaction?
He loved it.
He did.
I mean, yeah, listen, this is like the highest form of flattery.
Yes.
You know? So we were thrilled. Thank you.
Let's go to Aaron from Baltimore. Hey, Aaron, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I wanted to wish you a happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
I have a question for Christian Siriano.
Okay.
What was your reaction when you saw Leslie Jones's reaction to your looks on the runway?
It was amazing. I mean, Leslie had never really been to a fashion show before, so I think she kind of thought it was like a Knicks game. Because she was screaming so loud. I'm backstage, I thought somebody got hurt, somebody fell. I had no idea what happened. And she just was so genuine, but I think she didn't know that, like, Vogue and the New York Times was, like, sitting in front of her. She just thought, she's like, baby, I just thought they were your friends. And I was like, no, like, it's like a real thing. But honestly, I think it made all the fashion people who are so annoying, like, make them, like, be a
lighten
bit.
Up a
lighten
little
down
bit.
Down a second. You know what I'm saying?
The other cool thing is you've stepped in when women have not been able to get couture in their size.
Yeah, yeah.
And you've stepped in and said, I would be honored to make a dress
yeah.
for you.
I mean, I love to dress women like that. I mean, I can't imagine not. Like, it's such a strange thing. And Leslie is, I love her so much. I think she's such a genius.
Yeah,
so
too.
I would dress her any day of the week.
It's game time, everybody. Whether you're into patting the puss or scratching the puss, one thing is certain, you should always name the puss, and that's what we are going to do as we play
Name That Puss.
Erica and Christian, I'll show you a warm, fuzzy puss, and you tell me what you think that puss's name is. Here we go. Let's name that puss.
Okay,
is this cat named Rocco Le Meow, Pepe Le Cat, or Monsieur Marcel?
Monsieur Marcel.
Christian.
My French is
Pepe.
Terrible.
Let's reveal. It is Rocco Le Meow. Okay, next up is this. Lil Sneezy, the Notorious Z.I.G., or Snoop Doggy Cat?
I say the Notorious Z.I.G.
Christian?
I hope it's Snoop Doggy Cat.
It is the Notorious Z.I.G.
He's a big boy.
Next up is this. Gunther, Wolfgang, or Lars?
Scratch the puss.
Wolfgang.
Lars.
It is Gunther.
Okay.
Next up is this Agnes, Penelope, or Jolie?
Honey, she looks like Agnes.
I think she's very Angelina, so I'm gonna go Jolie.
It's Jolie. Christian gets a point. Okay, let's see if you can line it up. Is this Frank, Stan, or George?
George.
Yeah, George.
Yep, you both got the point. You tried again. Thanks for playing Name That Puss. Christian's book, Dresses to Dream About, is the perfect gift for any fashion fan. I am blown away by your talent and very proud of you. Over at the bar, it's Christian's man, Brad. It's more than just Christian's man, but it's fun. Erica, you feel like it's a good season for you?
I think I'm okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't walk out, like, needing therapy or anything. You know what? I enjoy being on Housewives. There's a lot of great things about it. Obviously, there's bumps in the road, but yeah, I think it's great.
Were you surprised that LVP didn't know what Pat the Puss was?
Scratch the Puss.
No. Do you think she was saying that? Do you think she was joking or digging?
I don't care to comment.
Scratch the Puss.
She knows exactly what she's doing.
Okay, well, guess what, you guys? It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to 2017. It was such a great year at the Clubhouse. We were nominated for a Critics' Choice Award for Best Talk Show, which we're so excited about. Thank you guys for watching. It's been a great year. Hey, don't forget to watch me and Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve, everybody. Thank you, Erica. Thank you, Christian. Thank you, Brad Walsh. Happy New Year. Happy holidays, everybody. See you next time. It's the After Show with Erica Girardi and Christian Siriano. Christian's book is called Dresses to Dream About. It's out now. Brad Walsh's album is called Anti-Glot. It's out now. You can download it. Christian, do you have a dress that you are proudest of designing? Or a dress that you think is the most kind of stands out as the Christian Siriano dress?
Oh my gosh. So many. That's why I put them in the book.
Right.
none of them that I like. Die over the, but I mean, some that I remembered, obviously the Michelle Obama dress was a great moment, the dress we made for Leslie. But even some of the older pieces from like my first collection that really have never even been worn are some of my favorites, just because of all the work that went into them. And I remember them from like my very first runway show, and I love them for that, I guess.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
I'm Kristen from North Haven, Connecticut.
Hey, Kristen, what's your question?
My question is for Erica.
Okay.
How would you describe your relationship with Dorit this season, and have you moved on from Pantygate?
I've moved on from Pantygate. I believe we've moved on from Pantygate, and we've actually had some fun together, which I've really enjoyed.
That's great to hear.
It's nice.
Yeah,
keep
watching.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
It's a big deal.
Hi, this is Beth from Cleveland.
Hey, Beth, what's your question?
I know.
I got a question for Christian.
Okay.
Which celebrity wearing your designs has left you the most starstruck?
Oh, the most starstruck. It could be, it's random. Angelina Jolie was a big one. Julianne Moore was a big one. And then Kathy Bates, honestly, because I loved her so much growing up. And I think Kathy is just an icon. And I dressed her for the Emmys. And it was a great, great moment.
Yeah.
Just because I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Last call of the night. Am I right? Yeah. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Amy, and I'm calling from Auburn, Michigan.
Hey, Amy, what's your question?
My question is for Erica Jane.
Okay.
Erica, do you have any tea on why Kim Kardashian's assistant, Stephanie, was fired since her first job in L.A. was working for you?
Interesting. No. Stephanie is a dear friend of mine, and no, I have nothing to say.
You have the tea, but you have nothing to say about it.
I don't have the tea.
I don't
believe
it.
You must know what's...
I know nothing.
Nothing. Christian, have you dressed a Kardashian?
I dressed Kim years ago because she hosted a thing with me for Victoria's Secret when I came up with a makeup line. She was budget then, but now...
Don't say that!
I'm kidding.
I made her game! How dare
you! Oh, my
God,
I'm kidding. I love... Oh, my God, they're my girl. No, I meant, like, that was a long time ago. Now it's a very different league.
Have you dressed a housewife yet?
I don't think I've ever dressed a housewife for anything. They might have worn something
at
some point. But no.
Okay.
Interesting enough.
I think
all these years later,
maybe.
Yeah. Do you still dress Heidi ever?
Every now and then, yeah, I do actually. She requests clothes all the time, and it's so lovely, and they come back pristine and perfect.
Don't you love that?
I will say, Heidi returns clothes better than like anyone.
Because
it's amazing.
Respect for your
clothes. It's really lovely.
Have you dressed? I remember in the day when you were on Project Runway and us talking about how much of an icon to you Sarah Jessica was, and now I'm trying to remember. Have you dressed her?
Her dress is in the book.
Oh, you're kidding?
Yeah.
What did you dress her for?
It was for the cover of Marie Claire.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and she looked amazing, and I love that. The photos in the book are beautiful. Brad took all the photos in my entire book.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, very cool.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
Erica, Jenny L. texted, do you think Lisa Rinna and Kim Richards will ever be in a good place again?
I don't know, but I hope so, because I like them both.
Yeah.
And they're both really dynamic women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to thank Erica, Christian, and Brad for more cooking on BarbecueTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.